We continue our learning. We're in Edios, Perek Dal and Mishnah Yud. We've had this Mishnah already in Ksuvos Perek, Mishnah Vav. Hamadiris ishto mitashmish shamita. Literally means that a husband took a neder, that is, well, he can't have tashmish, he will not have tashmish shamita, marital relations with his wife. He really can't do that. He has a Torah obligation of tashmish shamita called ona. So what does it mean? So the Gemara assumes that he said, he took the following neder. He said, te'aser hana us tashmishech alai. What he did was he prohibited the pleasure of her tashmish upon him, and therefore incidental to that, he can't have tashmish with her. So that neder does take effect. How long do we allow this to go on for? So beishamei omrim shtei shabbosos. We allow this to go on for 2 weeks, and if he still maintains this neder, does not seek annulment through Hataras Nedarim, through a Beis Din, through a Chacham, so then he has to divorce her and he gives her the Ksuva. Why 2 weeks? So Beis Shammai says, well, we know husband and wife are separate anyway for 2 weeks when giving birth to an Akeva, to a female. The Torah describes Vinim Pachas Tazria, that she Tamash Shavuayim, it's for 2 weeks. So here too, we assume that it's bearable for 2 weeks, but after that, he has to divorce her. No, 1 week. That's all. After 1 week, if he still doesn't seek Hataras Nedarim, then he has to divorce her. She gets a Ksuva. What's the source of Beis Shammai? We've said Beis Shammai says 2 weeks is from giving birth to Nekeva, where husband and wife have to separate for 2 weeks because of her tumah. When does Beis Hillel learn that it's 1 week? So the answer is from Anida. Mida Rai. So Anida's Tameah for 7 days. Then the husband and wife, after she goes to the mikvah, they get back together after 7 days on a Doraisa level. So they separate for 7 days. We assume 7 days is bearable, and after that, he has to divorce her. Why does Beis Shammai derive this halacha from giving birth to Nekeva? So Beis Shammai says, because better to learn from Nekeva than from Nida, because Nida is something that only involves the woman. But when it comes to birth of an Akeva, the child obviously was conceived through both the husband and the wife. So too, this vow was taken by the husband. The husband was obviously involved. He was the one who took the vow, took the neder. So his involvement means that we should learn from something where he's involved, which is giving birth to an Akeva, as opposed to Nida, which he's not involved with. And Beis Hillel says, no, we're going to learn from Nida, because Nida is something that what we call matsuit, something that's obviously very common. And unfortunately, a husband losing his temper is also very common. So we learn Davar HaMatsui from a Davar HaMatsui, and therefore we learn the halacha of the husband taking a vow because of his anger from Nida, which is also a Davar HaMatsui, something that is common. Then the Mishnah says another halacha, HaMapelis L'or Shmonim Ve'echad. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. This is a Mishnah in Krisus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. A little background to this. The Torah says, at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, where a woman gives birth to a female, she's Tamea automatically, even if she doesn't bleed, she's automatically Tamea for 2 weeks, 14 days. And then the next 66 days, which we call the Malos, the Torah uses the language Malos, where she has to fill another 66 days. And after 80 days, 14 of Tumah, and then 66, and the 66 days, even if she bleeds, we call that Dam Tawar. She's able to go to the mikveh after 14 days and be intimate with her husband, even though during those next 66 days, even though she may be bleeding. After 80 days, then she brings, after the malos, she brings the karbanos to Torim or to Bnei Yonah as a karban, and then she's permitted, then she's completely Torah to eat from karbanos. So that is done on the, after 80 days, the 14 days and 66 days, and then on the 81st day, she brings her karban. And this is true whether a woman had a viable child or she had a miscarriage, the same halachos apply. The 2 weeks after giving birth, sometimes we don't know what the child is. But assuming it's a female, even if it's a miscarriage, she's Tamea for 2 weeks and then 66 days of Dam Toar, and then bringing her carbon after 80 days on the 81st day. When it comes to a male, she's Tamea for 7 days. And then the next 33 days, it's Dam Toar. She's permitted to be intimate with her husband. She goes to the mikveh after 7 days and then counts 33 days of Dam Toar. That's the Malos, the Yimei Malos. And after 40 days, so on the 41st day, she brings her karban, and then she's permitted to eat kodshim. So the case of this Mishnah is where she is Mapeles Laor Shmonim Ve'echad. She had a miscarriage the night of the 81st day. So we have to add in one other thing, and that is we're speaking about a case where a woman conceived and had a miscarriage during that malos. Let's say the case of the after giving birth to a female, so she knows that her malos is she had 14 days of tumah, then another 66 days, she's waiting for the 81st day, after 80 days of account, and during those 66 days, let's say after 2 weeks, after the 14 days, when she's able to have relations with her husband, she conceives. So during that time and miscarries, let's say after another 40 days. So that's the minimum age of a fetus anyway for which she'd be chayv to bring a carbon for that. So this miscarriage took place before the 80th day. It took place actually on the 54th day. So what does she do at the end of the malos? Does she bring a carbon both for the giving birth of that viable child after 2 weeks and for the miscarriage that she had later after 40 days, let's say, or 54 days? Or no, is enough to bring one carbon after the 81st day, on the 81st day, after 80 days, for both? And we also have to keep in mind, she has to start a new count after the miscarriage. But the point is that this miscarriage took place within those 66 days before the malos was over. And the halacha is that one carbon is sufficient. That's it, one carbon for both children, both for the viable child and for the miscarriage. Since that miscarriage took place within those 80 days, it's enough to bring one carbon for both afterwards. The case of the Mishnah here, and of course, obviously, if she miscarried, let's say, after those 80 days were over, 82nd, 83 days, 85 days, etc., obviously, she brings a carbon on the 81st day for the first child, for the first birth, and then for the miscarriage, you have to bring another carbon after. Obviously, you have to count whatever the days are. Minimally, obviously, if it's we're not sure if it's a male or a female, so minimally it's 7 days, and then 33 days, and then another carbon. So, but the case in the mystery is where she's mapeles, hamapeles l'or shmon ve'echad. She had a miscarriage after having a viable female child after 2 weeks. She now has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day. So the question is can we say, well, it's not over yet, so she can bring one carbon for both births? Or do we say, no, it is over, it's the 81st day, 80 days have concluded, so then she, although she doesn't bring the carbon until tomorrow, till the 81st day, she has to bring the days are over, the count is over, that's one carbon. Now she gives birth, now she miscarries after 80 days are over, that's a separate carbon she has to bring for the miscarriage. So the mystery here says, Beishamai protein, mina carbon, Beishamai says, so since the light at night, we don't bring carbonas, Beishamai, like, they're just closed at night. So it's as if she had this miscarriage within Melos Yemei Tahara, within the days of our Tara, it's within the 66 days. She doesn't need a separate carbon for the birth of this miscarriage, for the birth of this nefel. Uve sil mechayv, and they say, no, since the days of Tara are over, even though officially she can't bring her carbon till tomorrow, till the 81st day in the morning, nonetheless, the malos yemei Tara over. It's as she's giving, as if this miscarriage took place after the malos yemei Tara on the 82nd day, the 3rd day, etc. And therefore, she's chayv a separate carbon for the second birth. Another machlokas between Beishama and Beisil is the following. Sadin b'tzitzis. Here we're speaking about making garments. Garment, putting tzitzis on a garment made out of linen. So a four-cornered garment made out of linen is chayv and tzitzis midoraisa, just like a four-cornered garment made out of tzemer, out of wool. Whether this is a chiyuv on a four-cornered garment made out of cotton or something else, that's a question. But certainly in the Chumash, we speak about a beged being made out of tzemer upishtim. That's derived from the laws of tzaras. When we speak about tzaras on clothing, there we say a beged of pishtim or beged of tzemer. So therefore, when it says akan fevig dehem ledorosam, the mitzvah of tzitzis in Parsha Shlach, we assume the definition of a beged midoraisa, so it's certainly at least wool and linen. So Beis Shammai says, nonetheless, even though there is a mitzvah of tzitzis to put the wool tzitzis and wool to the tzitzis, at least one of the strings has to be wool. That's tcheles is wool, we assume. So that's wool and linen. So, and on a doraisa level, it's not a problem of a sha'anez because of the juxtaposition of the pasuk lo silbash sha'anez semru fishtim yachdov, and then the next pasuk gidilim taselacha alabakan fos kuschashet chaseba, which is in parshas kitetze. So this is asei docha losa, so the mitzvah of tzitzis, the positive commandment to wear bear, tzitzis, wool, tchelis of wool, overrides the iser of shatnes, and therefore on a linen garment, on a doraiso level, you need to put tzitzis. There is a mitzvah of tzitzis. Nonetheless, Beis Shammai says, you're pater from tzitzis. Why is that so? Because the only ksus, the only garment that needs tzitzis, where we can say it overrides the iser of shatnez, the woolen linen, is a day garment. But a night garment or wearing tzitzis at night, so there is no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. And now you'll be wearing, if you continue wearing tzitzis at night, you'll be in violation of the iser of shatnez. So Beis Shammai made a general gzeirah. That there, you don't put tzitzis on a four-cornered linen garment for the fear that you may continue wearing it at night. And that is Beis Shammai's opinion. And that's what I mean, Beis Shammai potent. It's completely exempt. A four-cornered linen garment doesn't need tzitzis. And Urisem Oso teaches us obviously the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies during the day. And Beis Hillel says, no, you do put tzitzis, sadin, but tzitzis on a linen garment. They say that we don't make a gzera the daytime because of the nighttime. And then when the nighttime comes, make sure you take off that tzitzis. Then the Mishnah says another halacha. Kalkele kalkalas haShabbos. This is a basket of fruit that are designated that you plan on using for Shabbos. But you want to have a little bit, you want to snack on it before Shabbos begins. And there's a concern, Shabbos begins, you're not allowed to separate Trumos from Asros. So the Mishnah here says, Beis Shammai Pertin, Beis Shammai says, you don't have to take Maser, even though on Shabbos the halacha is going to be that you can't even snack from the produce without separating Trumos from Asros, because Shabbos is Koveya L'Masros. Shabbos, we assume, now turns every snack into like a permanent meal. And since you're not allowed to have a permanent meal from produce until you separate Shabbos from Asros, therefore we're concerned that even Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't be snacking from it. So do we have to be worried about that? So Beis Shammai says, no, you don't have to take Maaser. It's true, Shabbos will come. You won't be able to snack from this produce when Shabbos begins. If you don't separate Shabbos from Asros, that Shabbos itself, on Erev Shabbos, it's okay. Even though you designated the payers for Shabbos, you can have an Achilas Aroy, a temporary snack, temporary meal, without taking Maaser. So they say, no, you have to take Maser right away. Since this fruit has been designated as a Shabbos fruit, it's automatically kavu. It's now being established as Shabbos produce and therefore has to have Maser separated from it, and you're not allowed to snack from it even before Shabbos. Perek Dal and Mishnah Yidalef, we've already learned in Maseches Nazir. We're not going to give a long background to the laws of Nazir. We learned it not that long ago. So here the Mishnah says like this, Misha Nadar Nazirus Miruba. Person accepted upon himself a Nazirus of many days. Vihishlim, and where did he do this? He did it in Chutz La'aretz. So it was obviously more than the 30 day, the classic Nazirus as we know, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. He was longer than 30 days. Vihishlim Nazirus, so and he finished the count. The problem is that he finished the count in Chutz La'aretz. So that doesn't really count. How do we view his days, his count in Chutz La'aretz? So if you take upon yourself the zeros in Chutz La'aretz, you're really obligated to come right away to Eretz Yisrael, because you're supposed to observe at least part of the zeros there, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Not only that, you have to bring your karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash after the zeros. So obviously you have to come. So here, and the problem of adopting Nazirus and Chutz La'aretz and keeping and observing Nazirus and Chutz La'aretz is that Chutz La'aretz has a Tumah de Rabbanon called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. In Chutz La'aretz, we're not exactly sure where people are buried. You may be stepping, if you're stepping on a rock, you're really stepping on a skull, and that may make you Tumah. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're more careful. We know we mark where the graves are going to be. So if the Chachamim said that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to repeat at least the minimum amount, the minimum term of these years, which is 30 days, as a knas, as a punishment for accepting upon yourself the Nazirus and Chutz La'aretz. So Mishnah here says, what happens? Mishnah Nadar Nazirus Memeruba V'Hishlam Naziruso V'Achakach Bala'aretz. Now you come to Eretz Yisrael. V'Shamay Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. It's sufficient that you accept upon yourself the 30 days of Nazirus, or you observe 30 days of Nazirus. Remember, you have have to first be metahar yourself from the tumah of Eretz Ha'amim, and now you observe 30 days of Nazirus, which is Stam Nazirus. That's sufficient, even though you took upon yourself a Nazirus Meruba for more than 30 days, since the tumas Eretz Ha'amim is only midirabbanan. Beis Shammai says, we're lenient that when you come to Eretz Israel, you only have to observe 30 days, the Stam Nazirus, even though you took upon yourself a longer Nazirus. Uveselom, Uvesel, strict Nazir b'tchila. Now you have to count the Nazirus completely. Whatever Nazirus you took upon yourself, 3 months, a year, whatever it is, you have to start again in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, Misha hayu shtei kite edim miidos oso. The person has two pairs of edim who are testifying about his Nazirus. This is also from Maseches Nazir, a Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. You have two groups of two edim. Each the testimony of each is about how long this person took upon himself Nazirus. What does the person say about this? He says, "No, I never declared to become a Nazir at all." If he was silent, so the Rishonim assume then he's admitting that he took upon Nazirus, and we have to accept the longer Nazirus of these two pairs of Edim. So what happens? Eilu mi'idim shenadar shtayim ve'eilu mi'idim shenadar chamesh. So the two groups of witnesses have different opinions. One says, oh, he took upon Nazirus for, it was two terms of Nazirus, that's 60 days. And the other says, no, it was 5 terms of Nazirus, which is 150 days. That's what it means. Either Nadar Shtayim or Nadar Chamesh. So here we have a machokas of Bishamai Sil. What to do? Bishamai Omrim. Nechluka ha'edos ve'en kan Nazirus. He says like this, it's a contradiction. This is what we call hachasha. So it's as if there's no testimony at all. He doesn't have to keep Nazirus at all. Ve'sil omim yesh b'chal chamesh shtayim. Within 5, you have 2. She'in azir shtayim. One says 5, one says 2. So at least you need to keep 2. They're not completely contradicting each other. Everyone agrees that he accepted at least 60 days, 2 terms of the Nazirus, and therefore he would be chayev to be except to keep 2 terms of Nazirus based on this psak of Beis Hillel. 2 terms of 30 days each.